Hey everyone, it's Miles, and this is podcast 376. Today was my first day back at work again, which was great. And it was also my first for something else, which was vocal coaching. I had some singing lessons. And as some of you would know, I'm not the greatest singer ever. I've had two experiences with singing. The first was when I joined secondary school, or as you Americans call it, high school. And it was compulsory to apply for the choir because it was a private school. And the way they did it was you went into a room one by one and we had one of the music teachers sitting at a piano and you faced him. And behind you at the desk was the head of music with a clipboard and score sheet. And on the piano they played God Save the Queen, the British national anthem. And you had to la to it. And although I didn't want to be in the choir, for some reason I kind of wanted to at least know that I was good enough. So in the end I did actually give it a go, and I just couldn't do any of it in tune. And then afterwards they kept playing individual notes, and I tried to la it, and then they go higher, lower, higher, and I could never hit it. And so it was quite soul-crushing for me. And I've done vocals for metal bands with screaming, which has got my confidence up, but singing melody is something I really, really have wanted to do. And when I came out of therapy two Christmases ago, I met up with my friend NSG, as some of you may know him on YouTube, and I had some lyrics that I had written, and he said we should put some of them to some music. So we wrote some music quickly, and the song became Time Can Be a Healer, which if you search Miles Dyer on Google or on YouTube, that tends to be one of the first things to come up. And it had mixed reactions. Some people loved it, some people put it on their iPod which and iPhone, which was a shock, a pleasant shock. Some people didn't really like it but understood the emotional value behind it, of what it meant. And then I obviously got lots of haters who said, I can't believe it got so many views, you can't sing, this is awful, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it was a very personal piece for me. It was a way for me to express myself. And it actually just made me crave more and more the ability to be able to, express myself, because I've written over the years so many lyrics and that, and I'd just love to be able to sing them. And today, when I was there, she said, do you have anything to sing to? And I was like, no. And so she gave me four songs across the hour, and I had to sing each individually. And on it, I tackled them as best I could. And it was this whole thing of giving it a real good go. She said, you know, keep your head high, smile as you do it. And even though I knew I can't sing, I just fooled myself. I had confidence. I made myself have an aura of confidence as if I could sing. And actually, it created huge improvement. And the last time I've experienced this was when I did something many years ago called Reading Genius. And it was by a man called Ed Straitcher, who teaches you to read 100 pages a minute with total recall. And I never completed the course, but I could read 30 pages a minute when I did it after a couple of weeks. And that is all about confidence. It's about believing, not questioning what you're doing, but just believing that you're right. And by fooling yourself into believing that you're right, you kind of create this outer aura of confidence. And then you end up filling it up with the competence of being able to actually do it. So my question today is, have you ever used this sort of technique? Because I think it's very useful, where you pretend you're confident or you force confidence, and as a result, in the long run, you actually manage to do a good job at what you wanted to do and actually never had confidence to do before. So I'd be interested to hear your thoughts and your examples. Or is there anything that you would actually like to be good at and have confidence with? Good night.